Weekday afternoons on BBC Radio Wales.
BBC Radio Wales.
And Lowry Sean.
You're starting with number five, which is Superman 2.
This is the Christopher Reeve versions now.
Yes.
The second one is the one where all these the villains turn up from Krypton who are also as super-powered as he is. And there's big fight in Metropolis at the end between between four of them. That's what makes it stand out.
Let's go to number four and Batman Returns, the 1992 one, which Tim Burton's sequel is so much better than the first, you say.
Yes, and this one obviously has Danny DeVito as the Penguin and Michelle Pfeiffer in that outfit as Catwoman.
You see, you tell me, Michelle Pfeiffer, I know which Batman you're
there
talking about, because they all just... For me,
yes,
they roll
after a while.
Into, yeah,
especially yes, the early ones tend to. But yes, that's the one. It's the Michelle Pfeiffer one.
Okay,
and it was darker. It was funnier. It was just great.
Right then, number three, X2.
Huge fan base for the X-Men ever since the 60s when they first appeared in comics. Bryan Singer steps up and makes the film and makes a very, very good film. And then comes back to make X2, which has got even better, stronger characters, a twistier, darker plot. And everything you enjoyed in X-Men was even better in X-Men 2. And obviously he's back now, Bryan Singer again directing, with the next X-Men film, which is out this summer, called X-Men Days of Future Past.
And number two?
Spider-Man 2. This is the one with Tobey Maguire, and this one was the one where he faced off against Dr. Octopus, Alfred Molina. I know some people say, oh, all these stupid villains they've always had for Spider-Man 2, all you need is a large newspaper rolled up. That's how you get into him. But, or if you want a massive glass and a sheet of paper to put under that as well. That'll deal with Spider-Man. But yeah, I enjoyed the first one. There'd been a TV series, there'd been made for television movies before that, and they never quite got it right.
Yeah.
This time they did. And the second film has a lot more heart and soul. And there's a fight between Octopus and Spider-Man near the end on a train, which is just one of the most exciting bits of action filmmaking I'd seen in years.
But the film that has has caught your imagination as the best superhero sequel, it is, of course, The Dark Knight.
Yes, and I'll go a step further and say it's not just the greatest superhero sequel ever made, it's the greatest superhero film ever made. There's lots of contenders for the throne, but I don't think I've ever seen a film that beat The Dark Knight as being... Because in the end, what it is, it's this huge, epic gangster saga that happens to have a bloke dressed as a bat in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And obviously, and it's Heath Ledger's final performance as the Joker, which was just stunning. I mean, there's been various actors have either played or voiced, even in cartoons and games, the Joker, but I don't think anyone just got that level of madness that Heath Ledger did, you know?
Mm.
And it's just a perfect film. It's close to 3 hours long, and I'd have been happy with another extra hour of it. It was
really?
Yeah, it was just absolutely phenomenal.
Larry Sean takes you through the afternoon. BBC Radio Wales.